Letter of our Acts, the S is for supplication, when we humbly bring our sincere requests for the needs of others and ourselves before God. When we ask anything of God, we must remember that we are dependent on Him, accepting that He may say yes, no, or wait. Ultimately, God chooses how He responds. But our response must be to believe that whatever His answer, He is providing what He knows is best for us. So we've got a few minutes now of an open prayer time when we can uplift the needs of our fellowship as we continue to move forward according to His will. And maybe needs on our hearts. It may be a time of silence when we just pray quietly. But let's pray. I'll just open and then leave it to you and then close. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly in prayer. We ask that by your Spirit you will guide and lead us so that we can better witness to you. Amen.
We thank you for those words that you are the everlasting God, everlasting. Lord, that you are eternal and you have our needs closest to your heart. Lord, we thank you that as a church you have blessed us, you have upheld us, and you've lifted us up when we have been low. You've encouraged us. You've given us words that is beyond measure. And Lord, we pray that as we continue as a church family here, that your Holy Spirit will be upon us to ignite us, inflame us, enable us to be the witnesses you've called us to be.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that you want to use us in this community, that you have given us people around us, our neighbours, our friends, our family, each one to share the gospel with. Lord, when we are weak, you are strong, and we thank you that you will just lift us up like eagles, as a church and as an individual, to just share your truth with others. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you that you just wrap yourselves around us, and we know that you are with us every day, guiding and keeping us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, help us to believe in you, Father, because you are the only one that we can trust. Help us that today, everything that we hear from you, we should spread the word and give it to others.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you have heard our prayers and are already working to answer them according to your will. Amen.
Amen.
Again, another song before we come to our scripture reading, and then Pastor Ray is going to lead us in a short devotion. But this song, Yet Not I, But Christ in Me, first or second time Martin came, I hadn't heard this song before, but it's absolutely beautiful words. So we're going to sing it, stand and sing it. It says, what gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. And that's the number, it's Christ. We're his church, we're his children, and anything we do or achieve is through him. So let's stand, and there is a video to watch, but I'm sure you'll remember it when we start to sing it.
Of grace is Jesus my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. My hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ. Night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior, he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need his power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley he will lead. Has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven, the future. future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. With every breath I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day I know he will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Now Tommy's going to come and read the scripture to us, and then Pastor Ray will just lead us in a short devotion. Thank you, Tommy.
The reading today is from Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 45, and Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Let's hear the word of God. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I'm willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for you cleansing, for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stay outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man, with human beings, is possible with God." This is the word of God.
Thank you, Tommy. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Great. And thank you for giving me the hands up, heads up, whatever. But thank you very much. It's always a privilege, and always will be a privilege, to be a member of this church, but also in the time that I have pastored you and shared God's word with you. So all the glory goes to God, as we've just sung together. I'd like us this morning to focus on just one verse, and that is verse 40 of Mark chapter 1. A man with leprosy came to him, that's Jesus, and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." There is so much meaning in verse 40, and it certainly contains a picture of the way that every person should come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Throughout the New Testament, people were always approaching Jesus, coming to Jesus for wisdom, for salvation, for healing, so many different things, but so many people approached Jesus. And this morning, in a very short devotional, I'd like us just to encapsulate everything that we've said and sung this morning, that we've heard, and really bring it about, bring it alive in this one verse, verse 40. And I'd like to begin with my first point this morning. And this man who came to Jesus approached him with a sense of expectancy. As scripture tells us, a man with leprosy came to Jesus. And my friends, brothers and sisters, as we move forward as a fellowship here at Underhill Baptist Church and put into action all that we've heard this morning, we need to come to Jesus with expectancy. Expect great things from God. Amen? Amen. Expectancy. Secondly, this morning, this man came to Jesus with a sense of reverence. He recognized who Jesus was, and he recognized who God was, because he kneeled down. He kneeled down. He came to worship Jesus. Not only came to him with a sense of expectancy, but he knew who Jesus was. And as we move through the coming months, we need to remember who we serve and who we worship. We need to remember the attributes of God. What do I mean by that? God is powerful. God is just. God is everything, basically. And we are to kneel down and worship him with reverence and remember who we serve. We serve each other, yes, but primarily, everything we do, everything we say, everything we outwork is for the glory of God. Thirdly, as we look at verse 40 of chapter 1, this man came to Jesus with a sense of prayer, because he said to him, saying to him, asking of him. And of course, prayer is key in the Christian church. Prayer is powerful and all-encompassing. And every single moment that we're able to, we need to talk to God. And we need to listen to God. And we need to talk to him. Saying to him, sharing with him our needs, our hopes, our dreams, and our aspirations. So this man came with expectancy. He came with a sense of reverence because he knew who Jesus was, the Son of God. But he prayed, saying to Jesus, talking to Jesus, talking to God, if you like. Fourthly, this man came to Jesus with a sense of belief. You can do it, Jesus. You can do it. He says, if you are willing. And as we come and share as a fellowship over these coming weeks and taking into everything we've heard today and said and sung, we need to hang on to what we believe. We need to hang on to the gospel. Amen? Amen. We need to hang on to the gospel. What we believe and what we share with others in our community. If you are willing, if you are willing. But finally, this morning in this short devotional, this man came with confidence. What did he say? You can make me clean. You can. I believe you can. And as a fellowship and as a church, we need to move forward and say to God, we have total confidence in you. You can do it. With God, there is nothing that is impossible. And that, of course, was the final verse that Tommy read to us, Luke 18:27. What is impossible with men is possible with God. We might have our own ideas. We might have our own things we'd like to see happen. But we have finite minds. We have human minds. We are weak in some ways. Although, of course, we need to get down and pray and make decisions. Sometimes they can be the wrong decisions. What we want at Underhill Baptist Church is we want God's ideas. We want God to give us that sense that you can, God, even though it may seem impossible, you can. So before I pray, let's do that with expectancy, with reverence, with prayer, with belief, with confidence. Let's move forward with God. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Every single verse in the Bible is real, relevant, and life-changing. We thank you, Lord, for that precious verse, verse 40. And may, Lord, we take all those points aboard, both corporately and individually, as we move together, forward together as a church and as we make decisions. We need to come to you every day. We need to fellowship with you every day and talk to you and believe our beliefs. And so, Lord, everything that has been said in this service this morning that we've experienced, even the precious fellowship one with another, which will continue in a short while with tea and coffee, we give you all the glory due to your name. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our custom, we're going to finish with our family song, so if you get the children in, Caroline. Again, this one talks about faith as small as a mustard seed will move mountains, and then again reminds us of the power of prayer. So thank you for summing that all up, as you say, from one verse, what truth. So anyone who'd like, if you want to come and get your ribbons, anybody who's got more today, because we ran out last week. To take as many as you want. Really think about these words, because sometimes it feels like our faith is only very small, but we serve a great God. Right. Do you want a little one? Oh, we've got found some more small ones, and I've still got them tangled up. Even. Oh dear! I just had them all straightened earlier. Oh, sorry. Take one of those if that's it. Little one for once one comes out, they all do. There we are. Sorry. Right, anybody else? There's plenty up here if you want to. Or you can just stand and praise, but let's remember, I say, even though if our faith is small, God's power is great. Right, let's stand and we'll sing this one. Door's closed, isn't it? Right.
Thank you.
by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Right. Please stay for tea and coffee if you can. Lovely.